Texans Training Camp Today, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the right stuff for Texas since 1938. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
Texans Training Camp Today inside the Houston Methodist Training Center on Monday. I had to pause there because the days kind of run together during training camp.
Oh,
but
this is
the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer. I'm Drew Doherty. And Mark, we have a game to prepare for. It is game week. It's a preseason game, but it is on a Sunday. It is in San Francisco. And the Texans got to divvy up reps for not just the quarterback position, but really for all the players.
Absolutely, Drew. You know, this is going to be a great test, that first preseason game. They'll get some good work done on Friday as well against the 49ers when they practice head-to-head with Chip Kelly's team. But in the game itself, everybody wants to know, how long will Osweiler play? How many quarters or so does Savage get? Bill O'Brien talked about it after practice.
You know, we have a pretty good idea of what we'll do there. Obviously, Brock will get a decent amount of snaps in the first half. You know, whether it's by quarter or by the amount of snaps or maybe the series, you have to kind of see how the game's going, trying to get him into a rhythm, which would be good. And then if you feel good about the amount of time he's played, then you take him out and then you go from there. So with Tom and Brandon. So we haven't exactly mapped that out, but we have a pretty good idea of how we want to approach that.
Oh, I can't wait. You know, it's hard because you don't want to look too far ahead. You know, we have another practice tomorrow and then we go into an off day. And then another practice before we fly out to San Francisco. But obviously I know the game's approaching. I'm very excited to get out there and go finally play a football game and really see where we're at.
We're going out there to practice against them, so we do have to be prepared for some of those things. Obviously the tempo of their offense, things like that. But overall, we're still in an installation type part of camp. So, for instance, tomorrow we'll come out, we'll install some more situations. They're off on Wednesday, then Thursday will be a big situational type practice. So we really, you know, we won't game plan, so to speak, for San Francisco. We'll just basically, hey, we'll have a call sheet. Those are the plays that we'll call in the game and we'll go from there.
Now, we may not know who's going to throw the football to these guys at which time, but there's going to be fast players catching it faster than we've seen in years past. One of them is Will Fuller, the first round pick out of Notre Dame. And he hooked up with Brock Osweiler for a deep ball this morning inside the Methodist Training Center. And that's been something we've seen throughout camp, Mark.
Well, Fuller has that speed, Drew, and this is the most speed on offense the Texans have ever had in their history. They got to make it all work together. Fuller, a first-round draft choice, he's got the jets. He's also a great route runner, though, but Osweiler knows that he can collect on the deep ball from time to time with Fuller.
Well, once again, you know, one of those things that a coach can't teach is speed, and Will has a lot of speed. So really on that play that you guys saw in practice, you know, everyone really made my job easy. You know, the offensive line came off. They sold the run play like we were trying to do with the backs. Lamar and I had a good fake. And then, you know, Will just he went and did what he does. You know, he got on the cornerback's toes, broke to the post, and just ran. So Will's an extremely special football player. Obviously, he has great speed. We all know that. And it's just it's good to see some of that stuff to finally come together.
Switching over to the defensive side of the ball, Mark, we've many times this offseason talked about one of the reasons the defense was better the second half was Benardrick McKinney getting inserted into the starting lineup next to Brian Cushing there at inside linebacker. His progress has steadily continued throughout preseason, throughout camp, and Brock Osweiler's taking notice.
Yeah, Brock Osweiler talking about defensive players. Now, McKinney, remember, a second-round draft choice out of Mississippi State. Big, strong linebacker. Yeah, there was some acclimation to take place last year during his rookie campaign, but this year he's now a veteran, and the new quarterback knows.
B-Mac's a special player, you know, and he's physically imposing, too. You know, when you line up across from him on the field, you know where 55's at, and he's extremely talented, very athletic. You know, he can stop the run game, he can plug holes, he can shed blocks, but he can also cover backs out in space, and so that makes him an extremely special football player.
A little later, we're putting on our travel agent hats, but Mark, coming up next, DP Sidhu is talking with a guy who hasn't had too much attention thrown his way this preseason.
Well, there are a lot of new players at his position, and Cecil Short says, hey, don't ignore me, I'm still here, and I'm the vet. It's coming up.
You rely on him a lot. You know, Cecil Cecil's, he's Mr. Consistent. You know what you're going to get out of Cecil every single day. You know, he takes a pro approach every single day. He shows up, he knows his plays. He's the same guy every day. He'll make plays in the passing game. He runs great routes. He hits his depths. He'll block in the run game. So Cecil Shorts is a tremendous football player, and I'm glad we have him.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. Joining me now, Cecil Shorts. Cecil, everyone talks about how complicated this offense is to learn. How has it been for you second year in the system now?
A lot better, a lot easier. I have an understanding of my role better, of the whole concepts of the offense better. So it's easier to study and know what's coming ahead.
Does that make you more of a leader in that wide receiver group? Because you got a lot of young guys that are trying to pick things up.
I guess so. You know, I think one of my roles is to help the young guys, help Braxton come along, help Will come along. They're doing a great job, as long as the other rookies. So it's tough for any first-year guy coming in. So any way I can help, I definitely am.
It's tough for them learning the playbook, but for a veteran like you, is it tough to sort of stay sharp and keep yourself in shape when all these new guys are coming in? How do you do that year after year? How do you keep yourself in shape and condition for camp?
That's your job. That's a part of being a pro. And if you're not in shape, if you're not on top of your assignments, if you're not doing what you need to do, you won't be on the team. So it's a consistent motivation of just trying to be a pro, trying to be consistent, and make the team each year.
How about goals for camp? Are there things that you want to work on that you want to get better at every year in camp? And what are those for you this year?
Absolutely. For me, just making sure I know every position at receiver. I want to be able to play outside, play inside. The more you can do, the more people can keep you around, the more valuable you are to the team. So for me, just understanding all three roles, all three receivers, even four receivers if I'm out there, if we have four receivers in the game, just understanding the whole concept and the whole offense, and I think that will help anybody.
Second year in the system, but your first year with Brock, you know, yes. How is that chemistry coming along? And, you know, you really didn't have a lot of time with Tom Savage last year, and you're getting some reps with him as well.
Yeah.
You know, how is that coming along with the quarterback?
It's coming along good. You know what I mean? I think this started way back when they took us to Arizona. You know what I mean? It's the chemistry, the leadership that Brock brings to the table, his communication that he brings in the meeting room and on the playing field, how he commands the offense. It's just a different feel with him. He's a real, true leader, and it's pretty cool to have.
I see him talking to the receivers after plays on the field. Like, what sort of things are you guys talking about?
All the time. It's whatever happened in the play. He'll talk to you like, hey, what did you see here? He'll tell you what he saw, where he wants you, where do we think we should be. So just communication all the time. And then that's good. That's good. I mean, it's more on the same page. And at the game time, that's where chemistry happens.
All right. So you've got three kids. I've got three kids. You've got one on the way. Is that right?
Yeah. One more on the way. And then that's it.
Congratulations, first and foremost. And then you guys don't necessarily have to stay at the team hotel. You can stay at home this year, right? What did you choose to do with three kids at home?
Well, by the time I get home, all the kids are asleep. So I'm definitely going home in my bed, though. So it's a lot better than the hotel bed.
I was going to say, isn't it easier in the hotel than to be at home with the kids?
It's easier. It's convenient because it's so close. But I'd rather sleep in my bed, my Tempur-Pedic, any day.
I don't blame you. All right, a couple of days, you guys are heading to San Francisco. Santa Clara, you're going to face the 49ers in practice.
Yes.
You know, what is that like for you going against a different team in camp?
It's good. It's good. It gets old after a while, honestly, just going against the same guys from April till now. They know our plays. We know what they do. We know how certain guys play. We just know each other. To go against somebody that doesn't know our plays, doesn't know our system, and to go out there and compete, it's something to look forward to.
Yeah, and so then next week, the Saints as well.
Absolutely. So back-to-back, and then really now preseason gets going. So it's something to look forward to besides beating each other up every day.
That's true. We're looking forward to it as well. We've got more on Texans training camp today. Thanks so much, Cecil.
No problem. Thanks, Pat.
It's fun to travel. And it's fun to know a place where you're traveling. And a guy who's done that, Tony Bergstrom, a new Texan.
Yeah, Tony Bergstrom is one of the new players on this team. And this happens a lot in the NFL. You move to a new city. You're playing professional football. Where are you going to live? Some guys just dive right in, buy a house. Not Bergstrom. He went the Airbnb route to find out where he wanted to live.
Oh, I love the city. Y'all are awesome out here. Everybody's... pretty awesome. I actually Airbnb'd for the first little bit out here, just trying to you know, live around, see what neighborhoods were good. And I tell you what, it's got to meet a lot of people doing that and get to know the area and the town, and it's an awesome town.
Wait, did you go one place or move around?
I Airbnb'd a couple of different places, and mostly I just didn't want to sit in a hotel. I didn't want to be the hermit who just sat in a hotel room the whole time trying before I found a place out here. So that was kind of my thing.
I want to travel with that guy. He knows where to go.
And he's learning where to go, really, Drew, in the city of Houston, and learning the spots on the offensive line. It's a big adjustment, of course, a new system, hoping to get those reps at center, getting some reps at guard as well.
We hope you've learned a lot from this show. We hope you learn tomorrow when we're back outside here at the Houston Methodist Training Center for Texans Training Camp today. Have a good one.